The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. DuPage Credit Union has vehicle rates as low as 1.99% APR. Lock in your low rate today. For credit costs and terms or to apply, visit DuPageCU.com. By member's choice, this financial institution is not federally insured.
When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah.
I got stories that'll raise the hair on your head.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Rather looking forward to it.
Black and Abdallah.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Ooh, you smell that? That's football. Football in the air. That's right. We're in the middle of the summer, but it's time to start talking football. I know. We have White Sox baseball coming up at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1000. The Sox and the Royals. Connor McKnight will get you set for White Sox baseball at 6:30. Fast show, Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Abdallah's off this week. Chris Black with you, looking to talk some football at 312-332-3776. Sean Davis is producing tonight's show, so he's here with me as well. But really, when I say it smells like football, like to me, at this point of the year, this is when I really start to read a lot about NFL teams, read about college football. And with the Chicago Bears today reporting the training camp and practice starts tomorrow, we're here. It's ready to go. And when you start to think about the football season, you're a Bears fan. And I ask you the question, what is the storyline you're looking forward to most in this Bears season? What is that storyline? And I think there's an obvious one that I think we'll all agree upon, but possibly you may think that there are some others that are worthy of our attention. And when I say, what is the storyline that interests you the most heading into training camp? Justin Fields and his development and how the rest of the team reacts to Justin Fields and his development, to me, is number one on the list. Because the way I view this is when they see it, we'll all know, right? Like the Bears are not going to be able to put Justin Fields on the bench just because they want this artificial suppression where he has to wait his turn to be the starting guy. If he's showing it on the practice field and the other players see it, if Eddie Jackson, Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, Allen Robinson, Darnell Mooney, David Montgomery, if those are the players that see that Justin Fields is the better player, he's going to play. And I get it. They promised Andy Dalton that he'd be the starting guy. That doesn't matter to me at all. I don't care that they've said that. And I don't care that Andy Dalton made that decision based on that promise. Things change in the NFL, and it changes quickly. And Justin Fields and his development, to me, is the most interesting thing heading into camp. But more importantly, how the other players react to the development of Fields. Like, do we start to hear rumblings 2 weeks in? This kid's picking up pretty quickly. Oh, he's making plays in practice that the reporters can't see. Like, how does that happen during camp? Some other storylines to consider, to think about heading into Bears camp. The development of the offensive line with Tevin Jenkins as your starting left tackle. What does that look like? Does it come along? And when the Bears get into the regular season, will they be able to run the football? Will they be able to keep their quarterbacks upright? That's something I'm looking forward to. How about this for a storyline? Health on defense. Can you keep this group of veterans healthy throughout camp? It sounds simple, but it feels like the Bears since 2018 have been dealing with a lot of injuries that kind of hang around, that linger, which really affect the bottom line when it comes to the defensive performance of this team. And I think that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. Can the health of the defense get through camp clean? And when they're ready to go against the Rams, can they show up and be a top 10 defense? That's something I'm keeping my eyes on. Storylines I'm looking at as the Bears report to camp today, and they start training camp tomorrow. If you want to join the conversation, 312-332-3776 is the phone number. If you want to talk Bears football, and then if there's a storyline that you're looking forward to throughout training camp here on ESPN 1000, I'll take your phone calls. How about this one? Who's going to step up next to Allen Robinson? We know Allen Robinson is a number one. And we know he's one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. Darnell Mooney was really good last year as a rookie. Does he take the next step? Do the Bears have a second and a third reliable wide receiver to go with Allen Robinson and to be the guys next to the guy? Right? You know, like, we watch football all day on Sunday and we see teams with great offensive weapons have multiple receivers. They have a guy in the slot. They have two guys on the outside. They have a quarterback that can move. They use the tight end. Can the Bears establish a consistent second and third wide receiver next to Allen Robinson? Another storyline. Who's the second corner? Next to Jalen Johnson on defense, is it Desmond Trufant? Is it Kendall Vildor? Is it Artie Burns? Is it Duke Shelley? Who's the guy that's going to win the second gig as the cornerback next to Jalen Johnson? And also, based on what I just said about offensive teams and their weapons, 3-4 wide receiver sets, you're going to need Trufant or Vildor or Burns on the field for what? 50% of the time? 60% of the time? You know how this runs. Teams are usually in dime when they're on defense against offenses with multiple wide receivers. How about this one for a storyline? Matt Nagy and his commitment to the run game. We know that he's talked about it. He's said it here in the offseason. He wants to see David Montgomery get 20 carries or plus per night. And when you look at the way the Chicago Bears offense has worked the best in the past, when they run the football, a balanced attack has really done wonders to what the quarterbacks are able to do under Matt Nagy's system. So can Matt Nagy commit to the run? A storyline on defense I'm looking at, the impact of Eddie Goldman on defense. He wasn't there last year. Is he ready to go? And what's that going to do for the depth of the offensive line on the interior? Because to me, the interior depth in the in the defensive line really goes a long way to assisting Khalil Mack to do what he needs to do. To be a top five player in the NFL, to have double-digit sacks, and to be the dude on defense. He needs help in the middle. One last storyline I'm looking at. Is the offense better with Andy Dalton? Or does he remind you of Nick Foles, you know, being a statue and running slow back there? Like, I think that's the thing, and Sean Davis and I were producing Waddle and Sylvie, and the thing that Sean said to me, and we were kind of joking about behind the scenes, is like, there's a lot of support today for Andy Dalton as quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Where's that coming from? Like, y'all know he was a backup last year, right? You know that, like, he hasn't been a good quarterback in the NFL for quite some time. He's on the downward slope. He's a very nice backup. Will he improve the quarterback position for the Chicago Bears? Yeah, probably. But that means the Bears' quarterback position's been in the dumpster. That's where it's been. Like, I don't get why there's been so much support today for Andy Dalton over Justin Fields. I mean, you drafted a quarterback who has all the makings of being a franchise guy to take this team to the next level. So when I ask you this, what storylines are you looking forward to the most for the Chicago Bears heading into training camp? What comes to mind? Is it offensive? Is it defensive? Is it specifically only to Justin Fields? I think this team is so fascinating. You make the playoffs last year, but really, when you get into the playoffs, you get beat by the Saints. Not competitive. You get a late touchdown from Graham, and it makes the score look nicer than it did. What, you score 6 points offensively before that touchdown? And then you get to a point now where this team has a defense which we all think can compete at a high level. And now you mix in a quarterback who can show the ability. If he wins the job and he becomes the quarterback of this team, what is this team going to do? And how exciting does that make you feel about how much excitement is there for this team then, knowing that, okay, let's see if this quarterback can get it done. See if he can finally get it over the hump for this team. 312-332-3776. So Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace both spoke to the media earlier today at Hallis Hall. The players reported today. The rookies have been there for a couple days. And training camp starts tomorrow. Hallis Hall is hosting all of training camp this year for the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy talked about how much patience do he and the coaching staff have to have in regards to Justin Fields and trying to bring him along with this offense in his first season?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good question. In fact, because there is excitement. We understand who he is and what he can do. But we have to have a little bit of patience, too, with how we do it. The best part of all of this is that there's a lot of open communication that goes on amongst us as coaches and those three quarterbacks. We're very open with each other. So we talk about how things are going to go. We talk about what the expectations are in that room. We talk about, how we want to see their growth. As coaches, all of those guys, we want to be able to see this offense get better. And however that happens, we're challenging all three of those quarterbacks to be the best that they can be so that that can help our offense be better.
Okay, so all three quarterbacks need to be better to make the offense better, but really it's all about the patience and making sure that Justin Fields develops at the right pace, right? And so, like, when you look at this whole thing, I think what was kind of fascinating throughout the offseason is why and how the Chicago Bears have commented on the record that Justin Fields can't win the starting job, which I think is crazy, because isn't the NFL based on the idea that any given Sunday and every position's available? And what, if you count down the list of rosters in the NFL, there's six guys that have guaranteed starting spots every year, right? Like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. You could list off probably 10 other quarterbacks. And like, that's kind of it. You could maybe give me a handful of positional players around the team that would have that spot, like Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, maybe a couple others, Jalen Ramsey. But for the most part, in the NFL, it's not guaranteed from year to year. So just to tell a player he cannot win a job, even if he plays or outplays the person who has that current job, to me is completely against what the NFL is all about. And it's completely against the idea that this team is even trying to win, which I don't agree with that's going to take place. Mike Berman from NBC5 earlier today during the press conference asked Matt Nagy this, like, say Justin Fields goes out in training camp, say he's great, can he win the job? Here's Matt Nagy again today.
Matt, you're saying there's going to be plenty of reps for Justin Fields in preseason games. What if he goes out and just crushes it? Is there anything he can
do? That'd be awesome.
Could he convince you, if he's getting lots of reps and playing really well, could he convince you he's the right guy to start, or is that him?
There's for Justin, for Andy, for Nick, their job is to go into this thing and do exactly what you just said, is just dominate. And then for all of us to make it as hard as you possibly can at every position. And so we don't even get into that part of it. We just say, listen, go play ball, be the best you can be, and trust me, just like everybody in here in our city, I want Justin Fields to be electric. That's what we all want. But, for us, we're worried about today. That's all we can. And y'all saw that Giannis, that little quote he said. I mean, that's going up in all four of my kids' bedrooms, because we can't worry about the past. You can't worry about the future. We're going to worry about right now, today. That's all we can do. So that kind of falls into what you're asking.
So there you go, from Matt Nagy. Huh. I didn't hear him say, no, Justin Fields can't win the job, which is kind of how I've felt all along. So basically, he's been just selling one thing. Andy Dalton's our starter. This is what we're going to do. But once we get onto the practice field, we want Justin Fields to be electric. We want him to be great. And if he is great, well, I'm not really saying yes or no at this time. Like, this is how it's going to go, right? Like, I'm not crazy here. And I know if Abdallah's here, he'd agree with me. Like, if Justin Fields shows he's the better player, he's going to play no matter how many times they told us during the offseason that Andy Dalton's a starter. And I think that's what's interesting, is as we kick off training camp tomorrow for the Chicago Bears and this exciting season that we have in front of us, really there's no limits, because it's all on the shoulders of Justin Fields, who is a quarterback who in college showed us he could do it at the highest level. And not only did he do it at the highest level, he got knocked down and he got back up. And he threw touchdowns against Clemson. And he did things that we want quarterbacks as prospects to do to give you the confidence that this guy's going to be able to get it done. So I'm excited to see it. Bears training camp starts tomorrow. If you want to join the conversation and talk Bears football with me, the phone number is 312-332-3776. Your calls on the Bears next.
Break. It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Baseball coming up in 9 minutes here on ESPN 1000. We're talking Bears football right now. 312-332-3776. Jerry in Phoenix, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Jerry, your thoughts.
Hey, Chris, how are you today?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
So I'm looking for, this may be a different take than other people have, but I'm looking for Matt Nagy to step up this year. I'm tired of the trust me talk. I'm tired of the I'm not an idiot talk. Show me. Become the leader. I want him to take Justin Fields and make his future come into focus with guidance and all the Valpo University stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Be a leader, not somebody who begs for us to trust him.
And good plug to the Valpo reads that Cap does here on the station. I hear what you're doing there, Jerry. I appreciate it.
I've been wanting to do that for a few weeks now.
That's awesome. Good call, Jerry.
All right. Have a great day.
That's Jerry and Phoenix. Yeah, I mean, to see Matt Nagy develop as a coach, I think it's definitely on my list, right? He's taking over the play calling, and to see if he could have a commitment to the run game, I think that's going to be huge. But also, we were told that Matt Nagy, as the guy, as the head coach, was that, you know, offensive mind that Bears fans wanted for years. I grew up here. I've lived my entire life with the idea that we have a good defense with a terrible offense. Matt Nagy was hired to be a guy to fix and change the offense going forward. So I agree. I want to see that. Will in Virginia, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Chris? So, yeah, so I was curious to get your thoughts on the Bears' defense, because I know, like, okay, defense should be good. That's always the thing with them. But last year, you weren't super impressed with the defense, right? And then they lose Kyle Fuller. So
yeah.
Do you think that if the defense just does, not the bare minimum, but just their average job day in and day, or week in and week out, and let's say Andy Dalton is the starter, can Dalton just be average and the defense does its thing and they're a good enough team? Or do you need the defense to basically carry the load if Dalton's the quarterback back there?
Yeah, no, that's a fascinating way to look at it, because, Will, if Dalton's just average, the defense does have to be great. And I think that's where you pair the defense slipping a little from what they were in 2018 to now having Justin Fields at some point this season brings you a more electric offense, which then would kind of balance out the way the team is structured in these games. I think that's what you're going to need. I think you're going to need good quarterback play. You can't just have average from Dalton, and you're going to need the defense to stay at the level that they've been. I've been critical of them because they've slipped. There have been important drives at the end of games where the defense doesn't just stop anyone. And the game that sticks out in my head was the Bears beat the Giants with Daniel Jones, and the Giants at the time were not very good with a new head coach, Joe Judge. And Daniel Jones went down the field. They had a chance to win that game. The Bears won it. Give them credit. They won the football game. Daniel Jones carved them up at the end. So I think that, like, that's something we're going to have to watch. Oh, here we go. Amir on I-90. Amir, what's going on, man?
Hey, not too much. How you doing?
I'm good. So for those who don't know, Amir has been calling into the show. We're doing like a bachelor type thing with college football teams. He wants to be a college football fan. And as we count down to week zero, he crosses off a team from the list each week. So Amir, how many teams are we down to now?
I think we've got five.
Okay. Give us remind me of the five that you have. I know Notre Dame's in the list.
We got Notre Dame, yep. Iowa, Oregon, Florida, and Miami.
Okay. So this week, who are you crossing off the list?
This week, it's going to have to be Oregon. I can admire the jerseys from a distance, I think.
Wow.
And a quick sidebar, can I make a note on the Bears? I kind of want to respond to the last caller, because
go
really
ahead.
Agree. or actually I think it was two callers ago, Jerry, I also want to see Matt Nagy step up. You know, part of my dad's Americanization was us watching the Bears while I was growing up.
Sure.
I don't think he listens to this program, but quick shout out, Dad. I love you.
Shout out, Dad.
And it would be nice. It would be really, really nice for us to be able to see a good offense for once. He became he was a soccer fan forever. He still is. But he started watching American football, and the poor guys had to watch the Bears offense this entire time. I still think, I don't know if you remember a couple weeks back, but I think Nagy's going to do a little switcheroo on us. Us with like a couple weeks of Dalton, and then Fields comes in. I hope that's the case. And today's news kind of sounded like maybe that'll be the case. I don't know. I want to see them too, though.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mir. Okay, so we're going to cross Oregon off. We'll talk to you next week, okay? And we'll whittle down the list even more, okay?
Appreciate you big time.
All right, Amir, thanks for calling in every week. All right, song of the night time.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Let's get to it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Of the night, it's Lollapalooza week. Lollapalooza kicks off in Grant Park on Thursday. You're like, Black, you're playing Journey? Yeah, that's right. Journey is one of the headliners on Saturday night at Lollapalooza. Listen to who's playing on Saturday night at Lollapalooza, the headliners. It's Post Malone, Journey, Megan Thee Stallion, and Limp Bizkit. Like, not only does Limp Bizkit not fit, but like Journey does not fit, but they are playing Saturday night as a headliner at Lollapalooza. We actually, here on Black and Abdallah, we featured Journey once before. It was June 10th. We featured Journey's Don't Stop Believin', which we then talked about the end of the Sopranos and obviously the White Sox, the fact that that song was tied to the White Sox when they won their championship in 2005. But there you go. Each night this week, we're picking a different artist to feature from Lollapalooza here on Song of the Night. And tonight's song is Journey, Any Way You Want It. I think it's a good tune, and like I can picture Darren and Len and Connor at the ballpark all listening, enjoying this. There you go, your song of the night. It's Journey, Any Way You Want It, here on ESPN 1000. Song of the night. White Sox baseball coming up in just a moment here on ESPN 1000. Kyra McKnight has your pregame show. The Sox and the Royals. The Royals won last night. Let's see if the Sox can bounce back. They've lost 4 or 5. White Sox baseball coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.